15 years ago, Puran Desai helped build and then moved into an eco-village in South London. It was both a learning experience and the springboard to his current work as co-founder of the international nonprofit One Planet Communities.
It had renewable energy, energy efficiency, car clubs. We were supporting local food. But we started benchmarking it against a method known as ecological footprinting, which compares our impact to the amount of renewable resources on the planet. And that analysis suggested that in the UK, we have what we call a three-planet lifestyle, so that if everyone on Earth lived as we do in the UK, we'd need three planets. If we all lived the same sort of lifestyle as North Americans currently do, we'd need five planets. So we set this challenge: how can we make it easy, attractive, and affordable for people to lead happy and healthy lives, but within the environmental limits of the planet?
So they have set out to demonstrate how to do that, with new projects of varying size in the UK, Luxembourg, France, and here in the United States, in Seattle.
We've managed to reduce people's ecological footprints. We've got 50% lower energy demand in the buildings. We've reduced private car usage by about 65%. We've made it easier for them to move towards a one-planet lifestyle. And you can lead a one-planet lifestyle in this development with certain choices. But we also realized we need to scale up.
They're doing that with a 2,500-home project in the pipeline in Ottawa, an entire city with 50,000 residents, partially built in Abu Dhabi, and the pending Sonoma Mountain Village project on the former Agilent campus here in Rohnert Park.
The development that we've been working with Cotting Enterprises here in Rohnert Park is for 1,900 homes, and they've already got commercial space and have about 1,000 people working within it.
The project already holds the needed city permits to proceed once the necessary funding is secured. And Desai says the track record for their completed projects elsewhere should help make this one attractive to investors.
Because we're saving, for example, on road infrastructure, we're often much more efficient on use of land, so we can increase the units and increase the quality of the design. So although we might spend more on the actual buildings, we spend less on the land. In fact, in the UK and in Seattle on our projects there, we're actually returning better financial returns for the investors and developers we're working with.
Sonoma Mountain Village will be the first One Planet community in California, which Desai says is significant to their efforts elsewhere.
The real opportunity for us here in California is that if we can show it working here, people still all around the world look to California as a place where we create the future. And I think it's going to be one of our most powerful projects.
At the same time, he adds, the social and economic climate is becoming ever more receptive to the One Planet community concept.
I think we've got a public agenda around this, but also a personal agenda. When people are looking at where they want to live, if we can create a place which requires less energy, which is less car dependent, which uses less water, which is more neighborly, more friendly, where you can have a healthier lifestyle, I think absolutely that's going to continue to grow.
Their goal now, Desai says, is to get another 10 such projects underway in California by the end of this decade. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.